Mirny, Medvoir, Command Fracture. The BBC reports Ukrainian Defense Minister Mykhailo Fedorov was removed from office, and soldiers are calling foul. Troops say there's a rift between him and Commander-in-Chief Sersky that goes deeper than one man's job. When the military starts arguing with itself while fighting an enemy, cohesion dies faster than soldiers do. Seneca thought this worth a word. Hildegard after him.
The legions do not mutiny over strategy. They mutiny when the chain of command snaps and no one bothers to explain why. I watched this in Rome. A princeps grows suspicious of his general, or a general grows impatient with his princeps, and the centurions, the men who actually hold the line, stop saluting and start calculating. The BBC reports Ukrainian soldiers protesting the removal of their defense minister. They name the rift Fedorov versus Sersky, civilian versus military. That naming is the danger. When the soldier can name the fracture has already widened past repair. Lucilius, you remember the winter I spent in Corsica, the damp walls, the letters that never arrived. I wrote then that nulla restam parva est quod non magnum possit esse in exemplum. No thing is so small it cannot become a great precedent. A minister dismissed, a commander unchallenged. The precedent's loyalty is negotiable, authority is personal. The state is whoever shouts loudest in the palace. The Roman army knew this shape. Vive militar est, life is soldiering. The recruit obeys the centurion obeys the tribune. The tribune obeys the legate obeys the emperor. Break one link and the whole chain whips backward. I saw Galba's Praetorians auction the throne. I saw Vitellius's legions burn Cremona because their general feasteds while they starved. Ukraine's soldiers are not protesting a man. They are protesting the silence that followed his removal. Silence is where rumor becomes orders. Write to me from Sicily. Tell me whether your legionaries still trust the hand that signs their pay.
The burning light showed me this shape long before the messengers arrived. A king's city entrusted to three keepers, tower, plain, wall, and the wall's guardians turning on each other while the plain is plundered. When the abbot of Disibodenburg would not release my sisters, the greening power did not cease. It pressed against the stone until the stone cracked. The soldiers crying out in your far northern land, they are the Viriditas pressing. Their commander and their minister, each claiming the other's betrayal. This is Sicitas wearing the mask of authority, the inner wall rotting while the outer battlements still fly their banners. I wrote to Frederick, the red-bearded emperor who propped up antipopes while the true pope wandered. You are a child who has cast away the crown of wisdom. He did not hear. The prelates of Mainz laid my abbey under interdict for burying an excommunicated man in consecrated ground. They thought silence would break me. They silenced the music instead. That was the crueler death. Your soldiers know this. When the head is severed from the body's greening, the limbs still twitch with purpose. The vision in Scivias showed the woman clothed in sun, the dragon waiting to devour her child. The child is the greening. The dragon is the dryness that calls itself order. Watch the plain. The wool will not hold without it.
The story ran in BBC News. When people stop understanding why orders exist, the system itself becomes fragile. Not because the orders were wrong, but because the connective tissue dissolved. That's old news for today.